Welcome to tonight's pillow class on the 3 best dating practices for more fun, freedom, and fulfillment. My name is Shadi Arlon, and this pillow class is going to feature my fellow senior PAX program workshop leader, Wendy Newman of WendySpeaks.com, who I have the pleasure of introducing in just a moment. In this pillow class, my intention is to present the possibilities of partnership, adoration, and ecstasy, which means a really big happy, and to give our customers and our potential customers an opportunity to register for the first course in our curriculum that is open to women called the Queen's Code Workshop, formerly known as Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, at a deep discount, plus to tell you about the bonuses you receive by registering into the Queen's Code Workshop. I also get to tell you the answer to this question. The question is, what's the difference between a woman who has really great relationships with men and those who don't? What I need in order to answer that question is your help. Can you partner with me for the next hour? And this is what that looks like. I need it to be okay to tell you how it really is. I need to tell you how it is. I need to tell it to you straight. Would that be okay with you? Would it be okay with you to be honest, authentic, and transparent? If so, please stay on the call. Please keep listening. If not, I recommend you not stay on the call, as you'll only become upset, and that is the opposite of ecstasy. Now I'm going to give you a little background so you know who we are at PAX Programs and what we teach. I'm sure many of you know the story of the princess who kisses a frog and he turns into a handsome prince. It would be hard not to know that fairy tale. Now we've discovered that that fairy tale can actually happen in reverse as well. You can actually turn a prince into a frog. The creator of all of our courses and products, her name is Alison Armstrong. It was in February of 1991 when Alison learned she was a frog farmer. That's a woman who is such an expert at turning great men into duds that she could actually harvest them and sell them at her local farmer's market. She turned all the men in her life into frogs. Her father, her stepfather, her two brothers, her countless boyfriends, her male coworkers, her ex-husband, any and every man within reach turned into a jerk. You can tell if this has happened to you if at one point a man is really wonderful in a relationship with you, and then after a while he becomes a lot less attentive, less communicative, less accommodating, and even distant. Now, 24 years ago, Alison Armstrong found out that she was a frog farmer. She turned princes into frogs. She said this about herself: "Give me 10 days, and I can bring out the worst in any man." This is not a great skill to have. Here's the problem, among many. She had no idea how she did it. Now, Alison found out that most women turn princes into frog and also have no idea how we're doing it. So she decided to explore the idea that maybe there is something that we as women are doing that has men respond in particular ways. Ways that bring out the frog and other ways that bring out the prince. Now Alison has explored this idea and has come to an understanding of men. An understanding of men that makes their behavior very predictable in a very good way. I'll tell you the key to avoiding frog farming. The key to avoiding frog farming is understanding how men are designed, then learn how to inspire men to give you what you need in a way that is natural for men, given who they fundamentally are as men. In our first course for women, which is called the Queen's Code Workshop, we teach women how men speak, how men listen, how men think, how men act, and how men are motivated. We are fluent in the language that men speak. We can teach you how to speak to men so you are heard by men. We call this Menglish, the English that men speak. And luckily, it is way easier than learning Russian or Mandarin or even Spanish. We also know how to listen to men in a way that has them reveal their feelings. And we can teach you how to have men open up to you. And fortunately, it takes a lot less energy than all the things that we try to do as women to get, you know, the real story out of him. You know what I'm talking about? To get him to reveal his feelings for you. Yeah. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do any of that manipulation and game playing. Nope, we don't teach that. We know how men think and how men are motivated, so we can actually predict their behavior. And we will teach you how men's brains work, so it's no longer a mystery. Have you ever had that thought? Like, what the hell just happened? What was he thinking? Yeah, what we teach you helps you avoid those bad kind of surprises. But most importantly, we have a different point of view about men that prevents us, the graduates of the Queen's Code Workshop, from being hurt and frustrated by men. We have a point of view that empowers us as women to empower men, one that actually has men crave partnership with our graduates. And it all begins in a 2-day weekend course that lasts from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, and it's called the Queen's Code Workshop. But some of you may be asking, what is a queen? It's easier to say what she's not. She's not a bitch or a doormat. She is not a diva or a people pleaser. It's not about being entitled or forceful or weak or submissive. None of that is attracted to men, and it won't ever be satisfying to you as a woman. A queen gets what she needs from a place of power, feminine power. A queen has vision and power, and that vision and power inspires men and inspires the people around her. And we have cracked the code on how to be a powerful feminine woman in this modern era. A woman who gets what she needs without intimidating or alienating men. Instead, she knows her worth and her value, and she embodies qualities that makes the world a better place. And men crave being around her and giving her what she wants and needs and craves and desires. And they want to make her life great. Since 1995, over 25,000 women all over the United States, Great Britain, Europe, and Canada have done our workshops, and I am one of those women. In 2005, I came in angry, confused, and frustrated by men, and in 2 short days, I left happy to be sharing the planet with them. Happy. Now, the information we're about to teach you, and the information in all of our courses and all of our products, and even in the information in our teleclass that we're about to give you, it didn't just come out of books and theories, but it actually came out of carefully listening to and observing actual, real, live men and women. We understand men and women not just according to us, but according to reality, to research, to listening to hundreds and thousands of men and women by asking questions and listening to answers. We can back up everything that we teach with examples from real life. And one of the greatest compliments we get over and over again, one of the most valuable things that we hear over and over again is that we walk our talk. We practice what we teach. We've seen enough. We've heard enough. We experience enough. We experiment on ourselves enough to only give our customers what will work. And that is our promise. So now I have the pleasure of introducing my beloved friend and colleague, Wendy Newman. Wendy Newman is a workshop leader, an author, and a dating expert. Wendy has been leading the Queen's Code Workshop as long as I have. We actually got trained together. She leads the Queen's Code Workshop, but she also leads the workshop at PAX programs called the Queen's Code for Sex, as well as she leads her own workshops and teleclass series in her own private company, which Alison Armstrong herself proudly endorses. Wendy is an expert in the areas of understanding men. She's also an expert in sex, dating, online dating, and partnership. She is an entrepreneur who has founded, managed, and sold two associations and an accommodations company in wine country in Napa Valley, California. Wendy has been involved in transformational workshops since 1991. So for the last 24 years, she's been in transformational workshops. She first participated in the Queen's Code workshop back in 2002. And she immediately knew that PAX was a match for her. So she joined the PAX team first as a workshop manager, working in the back of the room. But then she soon realized that she was led to lead the weekend workshops. And she has led over 100 courses for thousands of people in the United States as well as in Canada. And she's led workshops on understanding men, on how to have empowering and satisfying sex lives, on dating, on online dating, and on partnerships of all kinds, types, sorts, and flavors. As a workshop leader, she feels honored to be able to make a difference in these areas. And one of the things that I really love about Wendy is how passionate she is. She's passionate about people feeling uninhibited and free in their lives, gaining freedom from the pressures of our culture, from the compulsion to conform, and from the limitations we place on ourselves. She's incredibly clear, incredibly compassionate, and hilarious. And she's always brave enough to be herself. And because of her courage, she gives people this really safe space to be courageous themselves and express themselves. Wendy lives in Northern California, in San Francisco. And she lives with her beloved partner, Dave. And they've been together for the last 2 years. Wendy is on tonight's teleclass because she went on 121 first dates. She went on 121 first dates to meet her beloved Dave. She went on 121 first dates after leaving a 12-year marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, 121 first dates. That's a lot of first dates, right? Now, she's going to tell you more of her story. But first, I want to thank you for being so patient with me. I have to set up the background and the context to be able to establish the credibility needed for us to make a difference, the difference that we're committed to so that we can give you the information that we're committed to giving you. So without further ado, let's get into the three best dating practices for more fun, freedom, and fulfillment. So Wendy, what's the first best dating practice?
The first best dating practice is frequency, Shadi. Thank you so much for such a great introduction and setup. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
So we're going to dive in. You ready to dive in?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, good. So you got on this call for the three best dating for fun, freedom, and fulfillment, and what we say is the first one of the three is frequency. Frequency about what? Frequency about dating. Mm-hmm. And I am sure that some of you out there, your frequency is zero, never. Because some of us out there, we think we're going to get around to dating. We wait. Some of us wait. You heard me. We wait to date. We wait until we think we're ready. We're going to get ready, we're going to have things be perfect, and that's when we're going to date. Maybe you want to go online and you want to try that because you've seen some successes in your girlfriends or some male friends of yours. You're going to do that, but before you go online, maybe you need to do a class first. Or maybe you're waiting to finish school or your doctoral thesis or your medical school. Or maybe you got to get a license or something first. You got to take tests. Maybe you're waiting for your work to slow down. Or maybe you have kids, and maybe you're waiting till the kids are out of school or the kids are out of diapers. We have all kinds of reasons we wait. Maybe we're waiting because that really big work project is still underway, and you're just going to wait until that ends. It never ends, by the way. Or it does end, and you've got three more coming right up on it. Or maybe you're waiting to get in the mood to date. Hey, Shadi, have you ever been in the mood to date? I bet no. Maybe, just maybe, you're waiting to date. You know, because we're getting close to summer now. And maybe you're just going to wait until after Passover or Easter or Memorial Day. Don't wait. Now is the time. Right now, not next month, next season, next year. For heaven's sakes, not next year. That's 9 months from now. And it's not going to get less busy later on. I promise. I promise. You are a busy, popular, passionate person with a full life. You're always going to be busy. People are always going to need you. They're always going to need you to count on you for the things that you provide for them, whether it's your boss or your clients or your children or your community or your church. You're always going to be in demand. Maybe you're waiting to lose weight. That's a very popular one that I hear. You're waiting to lose weight, that 5 extra pounds or that 50 extra pounds. You know what I'm talking about? You want to be in that competitive, single, fighting weight. Some of us think that we can only get the perfect person for us once we've reached the ideal weight. That's when we'll attract our ideal mate. But our ideal mate would never be interested in us as we are right now. Well, I have some bad news for you. If you're waiting to lose the weight, you might never lose the weight. You might be waiting forever. But I believe in you. I have faith in you. You will probably lose the weight. But I have more bad news. Because what happens is you'll lose the weight, and if you actually make it to your goal weight, then you'll start dating. And then guess what happens when you start dating? You start going on dates. You eat out at delicious restaurants, and you're usually not reaching for the low-calorie menu. So he takes you out to dinner, and you start courting with someone, and then all of a sudden the midnight milkshakes start happening. And before you know it, after you've spent night after night strolling through town hand in hand with a midnight milkshake in your hand, you put on 5 pounds or maybe even 10. And now you're freaking out because I'm not going to like you anymore. Because he only liked you, he only picked you because you finally got to that goal weight. And now your inner critic is freaking out. I'll tell you what, let me give you a strategy. For those of you who are waiting until you lose the weight to date, I have a really smart approach for you. Date now. And then if you lose some weight along the way after you're dating, awesome. And then if you accidentally gain back a few pounds after all those darn midnight milkshakes, then you can rest assured that he picked you at your previous weight. You have some flexibility. He actually loves your body as it is. You might want to take on that too, loving your body as it is. That just as a thought. But as a bonus, having the man that you know already likes your body, as it is right now, you then have some wiggle room later on when you have to get on the dreaded bathroom scale. See, when we wait for the right time, a whole lot of time can slip by without you even really noticing. And I speak to this from experience. I kept saying I wasn't going to online date because I would meet him organically out in the world. And that I was going to date. I was open to dating. I was willing to date. I wasn't not dating. I just wasn't online. And one day I had a reality check. I looked at my calendar to see how many first dates I had gone on with strangers. It had been months. A lot of time can slip by. And if you enjoy being single, that's fine. It's no big deal. But if your goal is to be partnered, then you're burning serious daylight in your life here. One piece of homework I have for you is to do what I did. Go back and look in your calendar. I want you to count the last 5 dates that you've had with 5 different people. How much time has passed? Has it been 2 weeks? Has it been 2 months? Has it been 2 years? If it's been more than 3 months since you've had 5 dates with 5 different people, if it's been more than 3 months, I want you to consider that you're not looking for your partner. You're dreaming of having a partner. You might be longing to be in a partnership. Maybe you're even complaining. Or if we're truthful about it, you might even be whining over not having a partner. But you're not actually looking for your partner. You're not actively dating. You might say you're looking for your partner, but you're not actually looking for your partner. I'm brutal. I know. I'm sorry. But it's with love. So how would you get started? If you haven't really started dating yet, the first way to do it is to dive in, to do everything you can, which leads me to part number 2. Number 2 is frequency. Frequency for dating. You want to get your numbers up. You're going to get your numbers up. So part 2 of this frequency is getting your numbers up. One of the fastest ways to attract men is by attracting men. Get your numbers up. Now, I don't mean 121 first dates. That's kind of excessive. I'll admit that. But for me personally, I only thought I was going to have to go on 8 dates. Frankly, I was hoping I didn't even have to go on that many. Do you know how terrible it is to be known as a dating expert who went on 121 first dates? When we were all little children, we did not dream of this as our future career. I know.
I didn't.
No way, right?
Nope.
I mean, I think like most people, we wanted to get in, go on a date or two, have a little bit of fun, get the hell out of there, be done with it, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I needed to do 121. Hopefully, you won't come anywhere near there. You can learn from my trial and error so you can be way more efficient. But I do recommend you getting your numbers up in a way that because you're doing everything you can, and when you do everything you can, this is going to put the energy out in the universe so the universe brings you what you're asking for. You start doing everything you can and the universe says, oh, that's what you want. You want me to send you a single man who wants to have a family. You want me to send him your way. I can do that. Or the universe might say, oh, that's what you want. You want me to send you a single man who's already done that whole career family thing. He's financially free, ready to travel and see the world. I can do that. If you do your part, the universe will do her part. So I'm going to teach you how to do your part. When you do your part, it activates the universe to open the floodgates, and men can come from all different places, including where you put your energy in and where you didn't put efforts in. They come from everywhere. But you got to do your part. And getting your numbers up to attract more men from every avenue to create that buzz is how you do your part. So when I started actually dating, I didn't know how to do it. So I tried everything. I tried every single thing I could think of. I put my profile up on online sites. I was on Match. We should talk about online sites for a minute. I was on Match. I was on OkCupid. I tried a couple others. What do you do, Shadi?
You know, I've done all the online sites too. And here's my thing about online sites. I can tell you happy stories from each one of them. I know people who have gotten married on all of them, Match, eHarmony, Chemistry, Plenty of Fitch, OkCupid, all of them. So when people ask me which sites do you use, I can tell you a story from each one of them. So I tell them, pick the site that resonates with you. Pick the site where you like the interface, where you like the guys look cute to you, where you're actually going to use that site, you know, because each one of them has a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it. Now there's so many different sites. There's a site that's Go Sporty for the athletic types. There's a site now that's like for farmers only, which is so adorable. Because and the commercial's like, city girls just don't understand you, you know? You know? There's Christian Singles. There's a site you know of for older couples. What is it called?
Our Time.
You know, Our Time, you know? So you have to you need to do a little research, you know? And then there's the Tinder site, which gets a lot of flack, you know? But you have a whole discussion I want you to have about that. But there's Ivy League sites, you know? You need to look for yourself, and we'll get to that a little bit further on in our conversation, about what's important to you. There are sites for people who are really into yogis, yoga, you know? But there is a site for you, but you need to do your part. What's really important to you?
Yeah, and Tinder gets a really bad rap for being so surface, for mm-hmm. it being such a quick yes, no, meat market sort of visual option. But the thing that I like about it is it has people get off the couch and move towards each other faster. If you're looking at a big online profile, you can veto people left and right. But with this Tinder thing, it's so quick that you could be in front of each other for coffee before you knew it. You know, yes to the yes is a match that actually has you start something. So while it can be looked at negatively from a shallow hookup thing, I think it's gaining more and more respect in the relationship world. Actually, it had that all along in other countries except for the United States and Canada. I was talking to a woman on a plane from Ireland, and she said, oh, yeah, it's a relationship thing there. Same setup, same exact setup, just didn't have the stigma.
And that's just it. I know a person who's happily married off of somebody she met off of Tinder. So you can't just say, oh, Tinder's only for hookups. I have proof of otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are all kinds of other things you can do. You can go to meetup groups. You can use our site, Understand Men, the Understand Men groups in the community, any of the How About We, the sites where you can actually talk about what you want to do. How About We, you could investigate that on your own and find that you could post things that you wanted to do, like see a movie or play tennis, and you'd have an instant date doing things you already love. And the point of this is to get with like-minded, like-hearted individuals to just have fun, to just have fun. So another thing I did is I told my friends. I told them to set me up. I was ready. And Shadi, how do you meet men?
Yeah, I meet men everywhere, and I'm a person who works from home, and I live in Los Angeles. So, you know, I work from home, and I live in Los Angeles, which means that you wouldn't think there's a lot of opportunity, because if you live in Los Angeles, you work from home, you get in your car, and then you're in your isolated little, you know, mobile unit, right, and you go to your Costco or your Home Depot. But I meet men when I'm running errands. I meet men playing tennis. I meet men at parties. And how I do that is because I'm a PAX graduate. So what that means is I know how to be a man magnet. I know how to smile and make eye contact. So when I am waiting in line at Costco or Trader Joe's, I smile and I make eye contact. And even today, after playing tennis, I went to Costco and I was just reaching for the organic frozen broccoli. And a guy was like, that stuff is great, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, it is. And we started a conversation, you know? So it can be anywhere if you know how to be a man magnet. You know, I went on a date last week with a guy from church. It can be anywhere at any point, but you need to know what men are attracted to. And that's what we teach in all of our courses.
Yeah, it's really great. And you're listening to two women who work from home. And when we're mm-hmm. out in the world working, we're in front of women.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunity for us, right? So our opportunity to meet men at work or meet men at business lunches or to meet men through networking friends, yeah, no. You actually have to make that extra effort if you're like us and you work in an environment that really doesn't provide access to men. But that's another access is through work. 20%
but
get married at
right.
work.
Yeah, I think it used to be more. I don't know.
Yeah.
And my point is, you know, a lot of people say their circumstances don't allow for it. And it's again, it's like, what are you putting out in the universe? Are you putting out, no, it's not going to happen for me? Well, then it's not. But we're not here to support that. We are dating experts and dating coaches. We're not going to allow for that. No. If this is what you want, then this is what we're going to stand for you, and we're going to teach you how to have that.
Yep. So I want to talk about when I first started dating, I went on 27 first dates within 3 months. I hit the ground running. And during that first 3 months of the 27 first dates, I had other dates in there too, a bunch of second dates and third dates. It was a really busy summer. But what I noticed is when you get on the roll, you stay on the roll. So what? How often do you date, Shadi?
I go on at least one, if not two dates a week, unless I'm traveling.
Yeah, that's good. And the first thing that I noticed was in the very beginning of that getting underway of dating is I didn't want to. I didn't want to begin dating. I didn't feel like it. You're never going to feel like it. Shadi, did you ever feel like it?
I never want to. Still to this day, sometimes a guy calls because he's late because we live in Los Angeles and it's traffic, and I still have that, maybe he's canceling and then I can just sit at home and watch television. And I still have it. And it's not like I don't like and love men or understand men. I'm a workshop leader. But staying at home is safer than getting to know someone. It's comfortable, right? It's safe and it's comfortable, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
But I have to tell you something. I exercise, okay? And I exercise, and Wendy and I started the buddy system, okay, at the beginning of the year. And it's April 1st, and we're still doing it. We text each other saying, how are we going to exercise today? I'm so proud of us, okay? But
day.
I have to tell you, and because we have each other, we can be accountable to each other. But let me tell you, and I play tennis, and I only started like about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I really love tennis. But I have to tell you, the first 5 to 10 minutes of playing tennis, I always think it's a really bad idea that I'm on the tennis court. And I always, the stuff that my reptilian brain tells me, I'm going to hurt myself, I suck at this game, why do I still play this game, I'm going to get burnt, you know, sometimes I get hit by the ball, you know. And it takes about 5 to 10, sometimes 15 minutes until I start experiencing why I love this game and how lucky and blessed I am to get to play and how wonderful and beautiful and sunny and gorgeous and how I love living in Southern California because you get to play tennis, 300 out of the 350 days of the year and blah, 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 and how great this game is. But I have to actually get on the tennis court before I realize how much I love this game.
Yeah.
But there's always all this noise in my head about how bad of an idea it is for the first 5 to 10 to 15 minutes sometimes. Yeah. I never want to exercise until I'm actually there and the endorphins kick in, I feel the sun, I get some good ball, you know, I hit a couple of good rallies and I make a couple of good points. And then an hour and a half in and I'm like, oh, we're done with our lesson? Oh, I could have kept playing.
Just like dating.
Mm-hmm.
It took something for me. It took something for me to be motivated enough to say yes to a total stranger and to clean myself up and figure out what I was going to wear and what I didn't look too bad in and what was enough in fashion that I could pull it off to make myself go out and meet a new person when really Law and Order reruns were on and my dog is really good company. I'm fine at home. But what I found out when I got on that roll of the 27 was somewhere around the fourth date, it kind of sounds like 15 minutes into Shadi's playing, right? Somewhere on the fourth date because they were so close together, I was on a roll. So you're going to get on a roll. It's going to become this fun thing to do instead of dread. Shadi?
Yep. Absolutely. And actually, now my tennis, I'm looking forward to it so much so. I'm always trying to, because I really want to get good at it. That whole little thing, that little voice that was so nasty about tennis, that's what it was like for the first year. Now I'm into my second year, and now I'm looking for opportunities to play tennis because I want to get really good. I want to be able to be really, really, really good at this tennis thing. So
yeah.
It took me a good year to get over that voice, that nasty little voice that was saying, you know, you suck at this. But now I don't suck as bad as I did. Now I'm actually, some people sometimes give me compliments on the tennis court. But it took a good year.
And we don't think it's going to take you a year for dating, and we don't expect you to get good at it. But we do expect you to muster up what it takes and to understand that it's never going to be comfortable, it's never going to be easy, and it's never going to automatically, naturally be this delightful thing that you want to do. But seriously, if you get on that roll somewhere on the fourth date, you're going to have an experience like I did, which is you're going to be looking forward to this fun night with a new person instead of, is this guy just wasting my valuable time? And it's like riding a bike. You know, you got to get on, you got to stay on, you get in the groove of it, because if you get off, like riding a bike, when you get back on, it hurts in the beginning, remember, when you have to get used to the butt bike seat situation. Yeah, so once you get in, you get on the groove of it, painless, piece of cake. And once you get off, it's a little more painful.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about pace. What about frequency? So for an average super busy woman, because I don't know any woman who isn't super busy, if you're looking for your partner and you're ready, you want to be looking at, I recommend, 1 to 2 dates a week. Would you say that's about right, Shadi?
Yeah, I used to try to do like 3 or 4, and it was all ego. 1 to 2 is plenty. Don't kill yourself otherwise. It's supposed to actually be fun, you know? It's not supposed to be work. It really isn't.
Yeah, and like I don't want you to do 121, but realistically, you need to be willing to do somewhere between 30 and 100, but probably get in front of 30 to 100 men to see if you even stand a chance to find a good match for you. What I noticed was about 1 in every 10 dates had a shot where I was attracted and we had enough in common, and he was attracted and we had enough in common, and then we had to work out timing. So the numbers might sound scary, 30 to 100. And I actually know a woman who, every time I taught that piece, when she'd hear it, she'd just cringe. And she said, you know, Wendy, I'm just not willing. I'm just not. And I have watched this dear woman and what her life has been like for the past 5 years. And because of her unwillingness to date, to sort properly, she said yes to a really cute man who was standing in front of her, which is what a lot of women do by default. It was a train wreck, and she was heartbroken.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she still wasn't willing. And so she signed up for something else, which was an extremely long-distance relationship that went terribly wrong and had her disrupt her whole life. And now she's back at square zero, at ground zero, or square one, I guess it is. So you want to be willing to do the work it takes to meet people and find out if they're the right fit for you. There's this pitfall at PAX that can happen because we're man magnet. We are not man maggots. We are man magnets.
No.
What will happen is sometimes men will fawn all over us, and they'll accept us, and they'll love us because of our authenticity. They'll treat us like a queen. But the problem is we're not that into him. So then we feel the pressure of how much he likes us, along with the pressure of all of our girlfriends saying, he is so amazing, he treats you like a queen, you have to take him. So we just take the one in front of us, even though there's not enough material there, there's not enough resonance for us to have it work for the long haul, because we don't want to do the sorting. So it's a combo between the unwillingness to sort and the pressure we can feel when a man really likes us too much. So you want to pay attention to that. So you want to get on a roll, and you want to stay on the roll. Ready for the second thing?
Yes, and I love the second thing, and this is why I'm having Wendy on this call. She is such a brilliant dating expert. Take it away.
Ah, finesse. Finesse. It's what to say and what not to say on a first date. And there's two schools of thought, you know. As many of you know, Alison Armstrong says in a recording in her In Sync with the Opposite Sex CD set that dating requires us to be authentic and courageous. Completely accurate that we be authentic and courageous. That what dating is all about is sorting, and it's essential to sort fast, because what happens is women get attracted and attached to the wrong man because we bond due to the oxytocin hormone. One of the things that Allison says is she says to sort really fast by flying your freak flag high, put it all out there on a first date. If you want to get married and you want to have babies, you want to do that within the first year, you should say so on the first date. Say it loud, say it proud. Well, it worked for her. Greg, her husband of 20 years now, he spoke about their grandchildren on their first date. She recommends women do that because it worked for her. But here's a little known fact. Did you know that they already knew each other before they went out on their first date? Yeah, they did. They had volunteered together. He was already in awe of her. He knew a bit of who she was, had seen her in action. To be really accurate, he was already in love with her before their first date. Before they even sat down to share a meal together on their first date, he was in love with her. But see, that guy on Match.com, he doesn't know you from Adam or from Eve. You're just that cute person that has a great smile and seems sane. Mr. Match.com is not in love with you yet. So when you state your relationship purpose up front within the first 10 minutes of meeting him, can you imagine what that might be like for him? It might be scary if he heard something like, I want to find my husband who's going to provide for the family so I can be a stay-at-home mom with our three kids and homeschool them, and it's going to be awesome. And you? Might be a little overwhelming. After hearing NSYNC, I road tested it. It didn't feel right to me, but I road tested it anyway because I love a good science experiment. I did it. I did it more than once, and it didn't work every time. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. And don't worry. Allison knows I say this, and she's completely fine with it. When I told her all this, she went, oh. So I've also done a ton of research around this, and what men have to say about it is they might say something like, well, it sounds like she knows what she wants, but it can seem a little crazy, like we're coming on like a Mack truck. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed hundreds of men that speak about this, and they say that speaking about marriage on a first date can be downright scary. Downright scary. I know a man who met a woman and had been dying to ask her out. In his world, she was way out of his league. Way out of his league. And he was so delighted when she said yes to the date. And when they got there, she sat down, they got in the booth, and she just laid it all out. All right, here's, they're in New York, so you know how New Yorkers can be very direct. She said, here's how it is. I want to be married. I want to be married within a year. I want to have two children. What's your story? I'm sick of people wasting my time around this. He was out. Check, please. But the problem was is he liked her. He was on the same page as her. He was hunting a wife. But he was out of there so fast because he couldn't believe she would be that weird on a first date. Too intense. So what do you say on a first date? What's a first date all about? A first date is to get to know each other. Say what's there for you. If you want to fly your freak flag, you could try it out. You could road test that. I have a friend who's in his late 40s, and he was hunting a wife. And he would happily give any woman on a date a 7-page list of deal breakers and what he wanted to provide on a first date, no problem. No problem. He also liked to talk about prenuptial agreements. He wants it all up front, no wasting time. He loves that conversation. He likes it because of the fairness. Consider you wanting to find a husband on your first date, or at least talk about that's what you want, would be like a man talking about a prenup on a first date. How'd that sound to you? Would you be cool with that? Or how about if a man laid out his hopes and dreams on a first date that he wanted to have sex with you? That wouldn't go over very well either, would it? But it just is too much when we're laying out hopes and dreams right at their feet when he doesn't even know if you like sushi. Or if you're going to mind traveling to Ohio for Christmas every year, because that's where his family is. There's something to be said about letting things unfold naturally. Absolutely be authentic. Absolutely. But letting things unfold naturally can be the best way to go with your online dating and with people who don't know who you are. Excuse me. So, like I said, I tried it. I found out that rolling out naturally was a better way to go, and mostly because I wanted to get to know the person first. And I have a particular method that I use that I teach in my workshop that has a man share the answers that you're looking for within the first or second date, and you don't even have to use your checklist of questions. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We all have a checklist of questions. And if I had told my partner, Dave, that I was only dating to meet my long-term partner right now, we would have never had a second date for sure. He would have said, check, please. And he and I were serious on our second date. There was nothing casual about us. So what do you say on a first date? You want to keep it light. You want to keep it to the hobbies, to passion, to the movies you like, to culture, to entertainment, to comedy, to things that are important to you. What's your favorite underdog? What are you up to? What do you stand for? What do you talk about, Shadi?
How much I love my tennis, my nieces. I just say whatever I want to say with a smile on my face because I know the power of a woman's smile.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you just want to start to get to know this person. And I find this so interesting, but I hear from men all the time that women complain about people on dates.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's work or friends or exes, the nightmare ex from hell. Don't do that. And it might be tempting, maybe even not to complain, but just to talk about your ex because you want to let him know that you're single for a good reason and there's nothing defective about you. There's nothing defective about you. Don't have that need to explain why you're single. You don't need to explain. You want to assume that you're single and he's single for very valid reasons. And if he asks what happened, you can just give him an elevator pitch, the 30-second pitch, and keep going. You could say something like, we split for a valid reason, and when I know you better, I'll tell you the whole story. Or, we just weren't quite a match. Or, I haven't found a man that's quite a match. I'll tell you more when I know you better. He'll respect that, and you just got more interesting. You want to skip emotional topics, both in email and in real life. If something's going on with a family member, an illness, something like that, maybe you need to postpone dating for a minute. And don't talk about what a drag it is to be dating. Even if he eggs you on, or if he agrees, or if he starts it, if he asks you, how's dating going? You can say, it's interesting, it's been interesting. Roll your eyes in agreement, keep moving. If you love your pet, that is awesome for you. You can express that. But you don't want to be obsessive about your pet. You want to talk about your pet so you're giving him key information about you. If he hates dogs and you love your dog and that's a deal breaker, you two should talk about that so you sort yourselves away from each other quickly. What about you, Shadi?
You know, I'm not a big pet lover, and so it's something really important to me to say because I just am not a pet person. I never am, but I love babies, and family is really important to me. So I express that because it is a deal breaker that I'm not a big pet person, but I love babies. I want to have babies, and family is important to me. So I want him to know that about me.
Yeah, so you just want to speak to the motivation and get clarification. If you love your cat and that's a deal breaker, is he allergic? Or will you never have a cat like Shadi?
Mm-hmm.
That's key information.
Yeah.
And when it comes to politics and religion, people say it's taboo. I know that Shadi, it's pretty important to you to talk about. Have you ever had a problem talking about it?
No, because God is, like, number one important to me, and so it's really, like, I love talking about God. So it's so important to me. It's one of my favorite topics. And so if he doesn't actually want to talk about God, I'm not actually that interested. And I think politics is fascinating. So if it's actually topics that he doesn't want to talk about, I just actually think I'm going to be really bored. So they might be taboo for a lot of people, but also one of the things that we teach in the Queen's Code workshop is how to be able to talk about any topic. Why we skirt away from these topics is because of how we listen to people. So we're going to teach people how to listen so you can talk about anything without it being so darn scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's another thing, because you can learn really fascinating things about people regardless of what the topic is.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I love talking about these things, and God is very important to me. So it's one of those things I do talk about very, very soon, especially like this last date I went on last week when he talked about he's a Christian, I'm a Christian, but how he views Christianity. I'm really happy that I learned soon, because it is not the loving and kind way that I hold Christianity, and I'm really happy I found out because it's not something that I want to be a part of.
Yeah, and it's a great great separator too. I mean, mm-hmm. for me personally, I'm really irreverent, especially when it comes to religion, and that can be really offensive to people, and they shouldn't be living with me. Dave is equally as irreverent. In fact, on our first date, we talked about how I spent 6 months getting excommunicated from the Mormon Church on purpose, and he said before that, what he knew about me is he wanted to have sex with me. But mm-hmm. after that conversation, what he knew is I just got interesting. There was something more. He wanted to get to know me. That's when the relationship started. So I know we're getting a little tight on time. I want to shift gears here. We want to go through the third best dating practice, but before we do that, I have a special offer for you. I'd like to offer you a special tonight on my 8-week teleclass coming up called Dating by Design. I believe in the buddy system. You don't want to date alone, because she can help you be in good shape, she can help you keep going, she can support you, and she can support you through a time if you need to take a break. She'll watch you as you're on the break. She'll help you heal your heart when you had a bad night. I love the buddy system. And I want you to have everything I've got, and I want your buddy to have everything I've got too, so she can guide you well. So for my next workshop that starts May 28th, that's always on a Thursday night, you can register, and when you register, you can bring a girlfriend for free. Mm. So my package includes the course, the 8-week, 75-minute class, and then we do a Q&A after that that goes on, and a 40-minute one-on-one session with me that you can use all for yourself, or you could split it with your girlfriend 20 minutes, 20 minutes, your call. And in the 8 calls, I can get you to a higher quality of man with ease. I can tell you where to find them outside of online. I can tell you where you're wasting your very valuable time, where you're not being effective at looking out there in the world. I can teach you how to effectively sort, save time, get key information quickly. I have techniques for that. And I have a little tool that'll have you be the best first date he's ever had. I'm going to give you grace in uncomfortable situations, like paying for dates and saying no thank you. I have one-liners for everything. You know, after 121 first dates, I should, right? Should have gotten graceful at all of this. I can make you stand out on your online profile. I've read thousands and thousands of women's profiles. They almost all look the same, and you don't even know it. So I can help you stand out. And call number 4 of the 8, all about sex. Everything you ever wanted to know about sex and dating, and maybe even a little more than you ever wanted to know about sex and dating. And I talk about the newly divorced guy, and what, because there's 2 kinds, and we always think there's just the nightmare kind, but there's 2 kinds, and one of them is the best kept secret. And I'll be able to teach you how to sort. And the last call is, once you got him, how do you keep him? And how do you keep the relationship in good shape? So the 8-week package includes 8 75-minute live calls, the after party of Q&A, which just goes anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how many questions are left, accessible downloadable recordings of each class, including the Q&A, your 40 minutes, exercises and homework to help you figure out what you need. I have an optional secret Facebook group so you can meet new friends and support each other, and then you get discounted coaching from me after that. And the cost for that is $295. And when you register between now and Monday, you can bring a girlfriend for free. And if you need a payment plan, I got them. You could put yourself on a payment plan. You don't need to pay it off before you get in the class. Just got to pay once a month. And so this offer is only for the May class. You won't see it advertised on my website anywhere. And when you register, you just want to put the word girlfriend in the where did you hear about us so you can get the girlfriend deal.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What's the payment plan?
I got two of them. There's an $84 payment plan and a $159 payment plan.
Oh, that's so great of you.
Yeah.
And I also just want to tell the people who are listening, we haven't given you the third quality yet, so please stay on for the third quality. I'm going to give you the third quality in just a moment, the third best dating practice. One of the things, because I've done your online course, one of the things that I love that you taught me was what to do when sometimes a guy you're dating or you're on the date and all of a sudden he's gone feminine on you and I can't stand it. You know, all of a sudden he's really into you and he's gone sort of like, for lack of a better word, like feminine. He's gone soft on you. You know, he's gone like all like, what's the kind word for it, Wendy? Wimpy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. You have the tip to turn him back into that masculine, strong, like, okay, now I can be attracted to you. And it was such easy. You just turn him back into the man. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there it goes. Now I can be hot for you again. And I love that key. You gave me that thing, and I was just like, yes, that was worth the price of admission.
Nice.
And you had all sorts of tips like that. You had the tip about, like, how to take care of yourself so that you're not so hungry when you go on that first date for male attention and touch. I love that tip. So you just have all – and there's such simple tips and tricks and tools that are just so doable. And when you once you say them, I'm just like, oh, it's like one of those I could have had a V8 kind of moment. Like, oh, of course. You know? And, like, everything you gave me was just so incredibly accessible. And that's why I'm so happy you're on this call, because that's what I want for these women. So this, ladies, is a deal. $295 or any of the payment plan options is a deal. It'll save you so much suffering and grief. It'll make dating very accessible, very like, I can do this. And it'll give you so much power around dating that you won't have the dread. That's why I can say I go on a date or two a week and be like, yeah, it's what I do. You know, is it Saturday night? Is it Friday night? Yeah, I'm on a date. And it's not an ego thing. It's not an arrogance thing. It's just like, this is what I do, which I know you need to get off, and I'm going to do the next part. But I want you just to give me that beautiful segue because you were on an interview recently. And so if you can just lead me to number three, I will take them to the promised land of what the third best dating practice is.
Sure. I was just interviewed recently for a magazine article and on online dating, and the question was, with the statistics being higher than ever, 20% of people getting married from meeting on the internet, why is it that some women have really good luck and meet their husbands, while others have horror stories and nothing but bad things to say about online dating? And I know the answer to this. The answer is really easy. The woman who gets married and has good luck on the internet is the one who keeps going. I have stories that would curl your hair. It's actually how I wrote my book that's coming out in January. First date number 54 was so horrendous that it deserved being written about and shared with the world. Number 98 was 10 times worse, would keep any good woman down. I went on 23 more dates after that. I did not give up. We don't stop eating food when it's distasteful. Just like Shadi said, we don't stop exercising when we feel discomfort. So why do we stop dating? Do we stop dating, Shadi?
Nope.
No.
Keep going.
So the next thing is we don't stop until we have
fit.
Until
we find our fit. That's right. Ah, thank you, Wendy, so much for being on our call. I can take it from here. Please go and have your dinner date with your beloved Dave.
Oh, thank you.
I will bring him home, okay?
Sounds good.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, honey. So the third most important dating practice comes down to fit. So the ones who actually get happily married don't give up until they find their fit. So for those of you who received the announcement for this teleclass, there was a quote at the top from Alison Armstrong. There was a quote at the top of that email, and it went like this. Most people find dating stressful, disappointing, and life-sucking. God bless Alison for just stating it how it is. The quote keeps going, but it doesn't have to be that way. By shifting your relationship to dating from a kind of job interview to an opportunity to express yourself, It can become a means to discover who you are, what you can't live with, and what you don't want to live without. So the third best dating practice for more fun, freedom, and fulfillment is FIT. FIT. F-I-T. So a brief review. The first dating practice was frequency, which means date now and get your numbers up. Then finesse. Finesse was what do you say on the first date? And Wendy, go back to the recording. She will illuminate all the things that you do say and that you don't say. Now I'm going to go over FIT and what we mean by that at PAX programs. In our culture, what we often say is we talk about chemistry. Okay, we often talk about chemistry. We are crackheads for chemistry. When a woman goes on a date and she's debriefing with her girlfriends about the date, or a man goes out on a date and he's debriefing with his boys, you know, his guys, his dudes, whatever, his crew, and he's talking about what happened, they'll talk about how was the chemistry? Was there any chemistry? And she'll say maybe, oh, he's a good guy, but there's no chemistry. Or she was a nice woman, but no chemistry. Okay, fine. We're crackheads for chemistry. I've done a teleclass in the past, and the teleclass was titled Crackheads for Chemistry and the Detox Solution. Okay? If you want to go back and listen to it, you can go to our sister website, choosingpartnership.com, and find that teleclass. We are not anti-chemistry at PAX programs. We just say that there's no gold at the end of that rainbow. You only need enough chemistry, just enough chemistry to get the machinery going. The machinery means your biology, okay, going. But instead of focusing on the chemistry, okay, instead shift your attention to another C word. The C word is connection. Connection, okay? So connection for women. Women feel connected. Okay, when a woman feels connected, she naturally expresses what a man needs to know in order to sort himself in or out of a relationship with her. Whether the relationship is romantic or being a mentor, a big brother, a friend, a colleague, a work relationship, that's the kind of fit we're talking about. And that's the kind of fit a queen sorts for when she is dating. A queen does not settle. She sorts for the fit that resonates with her best self. When she feels connected, she expresses her needs, her dreams, what makes her happy, and she will say what doesn't work for her. She will express her boundaries and all the things that men need to see to know the minimum of what they need to bring to the party if they are going to be a part of her life. Now, what we teach in the Queen's Code Workshop is how to express these needs without being entitled, demanding, high maintenance, or nasty, because that's actually going to turn off a healthy man. Okay? That actually would turn off a healthy man. What we teach you is how to express your dreams in a way that inspires men to create partnership with you. We teach you how to receive the many gifts that men give you to make you happy without all that guilt and awkwardness that we can bring that makes making us happy so darn complicated for men. Men need to know what will make us happy so that they can provide those things. And in the Queen's Code Workshop, we make it all very clear and simple so you can actually become the queen you are born to be to attract your fit. When a woman experiences this type of attraction, the connection type of attraction, versus merely a chemistry type of attraction, she goes into express mode. Now remember Allison's quote? Allison's quote was, by shifting your relationship to dating from a kind of job interview to an opportunity to express yourself, it can become a means to discover who you are, what you can't live with, and what you don't want to live without. What happens when you're dating and you meet a man that you connect with, you will have resonance. resonance. Now, resonance means to resound, or to amplify. The man amplifies the woman. He makes her feel more like herself. She becomes clearer, more enhanced, more of her best self. Or another word for that, the word we use is her queen. How? How does that happen? He's treating her like the queen she was born to be. But it begins by her embodying the queen that she was born to be. It always begins with her owning her power. That is what we will teach you in the Queen's Code workshop. You may be wondering, I'm not sure if I have connection or chemistry or both or neither or what the heck I have in my relationship right now. So I'm going to give you a series of questions you can ask yourself. Now, I may go a little fast for you, but luckily this call is being recorded, so you can review it later, okay? You can review this call later. Here is just a couple of questions you can ask yourself. And these are the questions you ask yourself so that you can see, do I have connection? Do I have resonance with this man? Okay? Here are the questions. Do I feel honored and respected when I am with him? Do I like myself when I am with him? Do I love myself when I am with him? As opposed to, do I love him? Does he make me feel beautiful? Do I breathe when I'm around him? Do I love what he brings out in me? I'll repeat those. Do I feel honored and respected when I'm with him? Do I like myself when I'm with him? Do I love myself when I'm with him? As opposed to, do I love him? Does he make me feel beautiful? Do I breathe when I'm around him? Do I love what he brings out of me? Okay, so a couple weekends ago, I got to visit my beautiful nieces in Denver, Colorado, and I adore them. And one of them is 4 years old. Her name is Leia, like Princess Leia of the Star Wars trilogy. And she loves to be read Cinderella, the story, you know. And for the first time, we actually showed her the Disney version of Cinderella, the cartoon, the original. And I was watching it with her, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, it begins, right? All the fantasies and illusions of this fairy tale. And I was watching it, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, there it is. You know, there's this prince that's going to come along, and he's the one, and they're going to live happily ever after because it was meant to be. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I'm just breathing. And then at the very end, you know, at the very end, I think of all the things that this fairy tale is feeding my sweet little baby angel, all these cultural myths. And I think, oh, my gosh, there's one thing that this fairy tale actually got right. There's this one thing that this fairy tale actually got right. And it's that glass slipper. That glass slipper fit Cinderella's foot. It just slipped on. She didn't force the fit like her stepsisters try to do. It just fit. It just fit. That's the only thing that whole darn thing did right. That whole darn fairy tale did right. Okay? She didn't have to try to, you know, saw off a toe. Okay? That's what we're going for, okay, with you and your relationships with men. A fit in which you get to feel beautiful, you get to breathe, you love who you are when you're around him. He brings out the best in you. So at the top of the call, I promised you the answer to this question. I promise you the answer to the question, what's the difference between a woman who has really great relationships with men and those who don't? And I actually gave you the answer to the question. I gave you the answer to the question, but you probably didn't know what it was. The answer was this. The difference between a woman who has great relationships with men and those who don't was they get their worth. Another way of saying that is, these women are queens. But again, what is a queen? A queen is not a bitch or a doormat. She's not a diva or a people pleaser. She's not entitled or forceful, weak or submissive. Because that is not attracted to men and it will never satisfy you. A queen knows her power, she has vision, and she's inspiring. And we have cracked the code on how to be a powerful feminine woman who is modern, who lives in the modern era, who knows her worth and value and embodies the qualities that make the world a better place. So are you willing and are you ready? Because it's all about you. It's all about you living the life of a queen right now. So ask yourself, what does that look like for you? Does it look like you going out on more dates with the men that you're attracted to? Is that what the queen desires? Does it look like becoming a man magnet? Does it look like getting the support you need from your husband without ever having to nag him again? Does it look like having more understanding and better communication? What does the queen in you crave? What do you desire? Because in 2 short days, I can teach you the tools that you need to become the queen that you were born to be and the partner that men crave to be with. The workshop is called The Queen's Code, and it's a Saturday-Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. To register, go to understandmen.com. Actually, you can go directly to registerunderstandmen.com, and it'll take you to the page. And at that page, you can pay in full for the 2-day workshop. The pay-in-full price is $849. That's, again, if you pay in full. But because you've been listening to this teleclass, I can give you a promotional code. They'll give you a discount of $124 off the regular tuition. When you apply the promotional code to the paid in full price, it'll become $725. The promotional code is SA1014. So that's SA1014, Strawberry Apple 1014. You save the most money when you pay in full. We've created a payment plan option because we didn't want women to be stopped by money. Transforming your relationships with men and becoming the queen you were born to be is far too important to let money get in the way. If you use our payment plan option, which is 7 payments of $125, you will still get $124 off of the payment plan total, making your first payment only $1. Then you'll make 6 additional payments of $125 that will be deducted from your credit card or debit card every 30 days. You save the most money if you pay in full because there is a $25 administrative fee when you use the payment plan. We did the math for you. It is only $4 a day if you do the 6-month payment plan. What's great about our payment plan is that it's not layaway. You do not need to make all the payments before you do the workshop. So you can make one payment today of $1. Register into the Queen's Code Workshop that is happening in Los Angeles on April 11th and 12th that I am leading, and you've only paid $1, and leave on April 12th at 7 p.m. with a transformed view of men forever, and you've only paid $1. You can also go to Honolulu, Hawaii on April 18th and 19th, and you've only paid $1. Or you could go to Atlanta, Georgia on April 25th and 26th and still have only paid $1 and leave on the 26th with a transformed view of men forever, and you've only paid $1. But we have programs in San Francisco, Boston, San Diego, Denver, Orange County, California, Dallas. Wendy's going to be leading in the Bay Area in August. We have programs in Victoria, Canada, Chicago, Illinois, New York City. We have programs all over the country. So please go to our website, www.registerunderstandmen.com, to register for the Queen's Code Workshop using the promotional code SA-1014 to get $124 off of the paid in full tuition of $849, or use the payment plan option, and you'll only make one payment of $1. But what's also really great is that you will, when you register, you will get some really terrific bonuses. So let me tell you about these bonuses that you're going to get when you register. When you register, you're going to get some useful, practical gifts. One of them that you will get when you finish your registration, you can immediately use, because we want you to continue your education with us as soon as possible. So we're going to give you something to tie you over until you actually attend the live workshop. After you register for the Queen Code Workshop, you will immediately receive the downloadable audio recording, Loving More by Sacrificing Less. It is very common for us to believe that love means that you sacrifice. Have you ever noticed that sacrificing only leaves you resentful, tired, and angry? What if it's actually an act of love not to sacrifice? What if you could actually partner without sacrificing yourself? Imagine that. In this audio recording that you will get as soon as you finish your registration, you will learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted, neglected, and used. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need so you can feel loved and valued. This recording costs $89. But with your registration to the Queen's Code Workshop, you will be receiving it as a bonus. Now, that's one of the gifts that you will get with your registration, but we have more to give you. After you complete your weekend course, we have two more bonuses for you waiting for you. The other bonus you get after you complete your course is a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself, or with Wendy or any of the other program leaders, except Allison Armstrong. Many of your questions will get answered at the weekend course, but you may have a couple left, perhaps about a particular man or a specific scenario, or you just want to understand one of the tools that we gave you just a little bit better. So we give you a coaching session so you can get some personal attention, so you can feel more confident. This private coaching session costs $48, but you'll get it as a gift from us when you register. Finally, the third gift you receive when you register for the Queen's Code Workshop is a 3-session follow-up teleclass series that includes topics such as how to bring out the best in men, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. This teleclass series costs $125. The combined value for the course and all of these products is $1,111. But when you use the promotional code, you'll get all of this for $725, or 6 payments of $125. That's 35% savings. That's a 35% savings. So you're getting almost $400 off. So what there is for you to do is go to registerunderstandmen.com and register for the Queen's Code Workshop, because you'll get the weekend course, the audio recording, the coaching session, the follow-up teleclass series, all for $725, or 6 payments of $125. You can transfer to another date, to another city, free of charge, as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop that you're registered into, and as long as you do it on your account on our website. Now, I want you to know how deeply we appreciate you trusting us to deliver on our promise to you. This is our promise. If you give us 2 days of your lives and participate fully, we will transform your view of men forever. We are so confident of our ability to do this, we have a 100% money-back guarantee. We are always looking to make sure we are a fit. We're a fit between what you're looking for and what we provide. Because otherwise, we'll end up giving you your money back, but we will waste your time, and we can never give you your time back. So the last thing I want to leave you with is who we say our customers are to see if you see yourself as a fit to what we can provide you. Our customers are courageous men and women with a strong desire to have satisfying relationships. They want to gain an extraordinary understanding of gender and are willing to adopt a new point of view towards men and women. So thank you. Thank you for being on this teleclass. Thank you for letting me and Wendy express our passion and share our research and our information. I hope we've provided tremendous value, and you'll take what we've taught you and run with it, because that is our greatest joy and our greatest pleasure. You've been delightful to be with. Please stay in touch, and we hope to be of service. Good night, and God bless you.